Back in the 1970s, the mid-1970s, my first wife and I bought a house on Calvert Street in Charles Village. It was a kind of, I called it an end-of-row mini-mansion, little eight-bedroom house for the astronomical sum of $35,000. I don't know how we could have afforded it back then. And about a year later, for reasons unrelated to the house, she became my first ex-wife. And, of course, I was looking for something to do to fill in the time. So I did what any normal person who wasn't a totally mature 30-year-old would do. I threw a party. Actually, I threw a lot of parties every 6 months. The house was known as Toad Hall, and I had what was known as the Toad Hall Costume Ball. And I let friends stay in the house. When I bought it, it was sort of a commune of Hopkins students, and I kicked them all out, and in moved my friends and friends of friends who needed a place to stay. So when I would throw a party, of course, they would invite their friends, and I would invite my friends, and everybody was costumed, and frankly, I didn't know who a lot of them were. There were some great transvestites who I never actually figured out who they were other than by their nicknames. One of them was Roller Derby Queen. She skated all the way up, or maybe he, to the third floor without breaking anything. There was one who was Queen Elizabeth, and their costumes were just fantastic because they would grow a beard and a mustache just for the pleasure of shaving off half of their face so they could be half man and half woman. Well, the parties were pretty good. I don't remember a lot of what happened because there was quite a lot of drinking. We would put a keg on the back porch, and by morning it would be gone, and the hard liquor would be pretty well consumed. Across the street, we had competition. There was a Hopkins frat house. And for some reason, in October, they were having a party at the same time I was having the Halloween costume ball. And they did some strange antics over there at the frat house. One night, they actually threw somebody out of a first-floor window without opening the window first. These are Hopkins students. Don't they know physics? Glass breaks. Well, after our night of revelry, we noticed it was just uncommonly silent across the street at the ridiculous hour of 10 o'clock in the morning. And we still had on our costumes, so we just figured, let's go check out the frat house. Well, everybody in it was unconscious. The ones that we could find, they were camped out everywhere and snoring away as only a great Hopkins hangover could produce. But they didn't drink all their liquor. So we helped clean up the frat house and restock Toad Hall for the next party, which would be the Rites of Spring. I got to say that Toad Hall had a lot of adventures in it, and I was always looking for a new mate. And there was this one young woman that I pursued diligently who lived in Washington, and I suggested that maybe she would find cheaper rent if she would just move into my place because I had eight bedrooms. There's plenty of room. So she did, but she was more interested in fun and friendship. So she introduced me to her best friend, who became my second ex-wife. In my attempt to court this young lady, I booked her a ride on an elephant in the circus parade. Now, you can do this when you're a reporter at the Baltimore Sun and covering the circus. So there's a nice picture of the two of us riding across North Avenue in the rain on elephant back with people with umbrellas and kids on their shoulders waving at us. So wouldn't you know it, she ran off and joined the circus. She went on to greater adventures. She eventually hooked up with a science fiction writer. I met most of my friends through science fiction circles. And so she met at a science fiction convention, she met a writer named George. And they ended up being an item. They're still together about 45 years later. My third wife and I went and visited them once. They were between checks from his books, and so we took them out to dinner, of course. And in 2018, we did a return visit because George had come into some money. Mm-hmm. And they actually got married when he came into money because he signed this 8-year deal with HBO for a little series. Yep, that George. And Game of Thrones. But a lot of people from Toad Hall went on to greater adventures, but I could never forget the house, even though I eventually had to sell it and flee to Anne Arundel County. I have nothing but warm memories of the frolics we had there.